This morning we're talking the future of travel. It's a conversation of sorts. How important is it to you to feel the sand between your toes, to experience the noise and the smells of a local market, or to slip on your complimentary hotel slippers? There's expected to be a massive increase in the number of tourists around the world over the next 10 years or so, largely driven by the growing middle class of developing countries. It'll mean, Jamie, a lot of new passports and a lot of competition for holiday sports. Sports? Spots. Either or.
Bit of both.
At the same time, virtual reality technology is set to change the way we explore our planet, or even beyond. Chris Parry, travel writer, is in the studio with us this morning, bright and early. Thank you so much for coming in, Chris.
No worries at all. Wonderful to be here.
You're going to talk to us about this brave new world of holidaying. Surely, Chris, travel is all about leaving home, getting in a car or a train or on a plane and seeing things firsthand. Surely that's the point.
I think it is the point, but the point can shift, and it's wonderful that we can have this conversation today.
Beautiful.
So I'll give you two examples straight off, which I think in recent memory for me can demonstrate the beauty of reality and the beauty of where we're going with virtual reality. So only a few months ago, I'm sitting in an open vehicle 3 metres away from three lions feeding on a wildebeest. They've just killed it. My daughter is sitting alongside me. So we can see it. It's wonderful. But we can also smell as the body is opened up.
Oh, I don't know how wonderful that would be.
We can hear as the teeth of this lion scrape on the skull of the wildebeest. And I look at my daughter, who's 13, and she's just getting sensory overload. Mm. And you're never going to get that sitting back in your easy chair with goggles. But then also a few months ago, I'm up in Legoland, Malaysia, next to my boy Tom, on what's called the virtual reality roller coaster, a real roller coaster, but you wear goggles. So while you're experiencing those dips and dives and those feelings of wanting to throw up, you're seeing an animated Lego world. So as you have the dips and dives, you're falling off cliffs, going into crumbling caves and all sorts of things like that. So that's a real coming together of reality and virtual reality that gives you an entirely new experience.
And did that enhance? I mean, a roller coaster is pretty exciting as it is. Did that enhance the experience for you and your son?
Yeah, look, I think there's a little bit of irony there because the reality of a roller coaster is a sensory overload as it is. You wouldn't think you need to add to it. Mm. But, you know, someone has come up with that idea and it has added to it because rather than just sitting back in your easy chair and having something happen in your goggles, you are actually getting that physical movement as you turn and dip and dive.
How far has the technology come now?
I think the technology is still a fair way off. That's why we've seen a bit of interest in, I guess, the future people looking at 2030 as a way of looking at what we can do with virtual reality as an option. I think there's going to be wonderful opportunities to explore going down the track. If we go beyond theme parks, if you can think of, if you've grown up having difficulties swimming and never had the confidence, all of a sudden you can join in live with a group that's swimming with dolphins in Rockingham or with whale sharks up in Ningaloo. And that's a wonderful opportunity for people who, for either ability, disability issues or affordability issues, haven't been able to participate in these sorts of experiences.
It's funny you mentioned, say, dolphins in Rockingham or heading up to Ningaloo. I wonder how concerned local areas would be about potentially in the future losing tourist numbers to something like virtual reality and someone sitting at home almost experiencing the real thing.
Yeah, look, I think when we think about this, that's a way of looking at it and going, oh, my God, this is going to take away numbers. But we have to look at it as an opportunity. It's another way of marketing and promoting what you've got. So you're sitting around with a group of friends going, what should we do this weekend in Perth? What can we do on the Swan River? We could all log on with our goggles and we could have a go at kayaking on the river, hiring a boat up to Guildford, taking off in a seaplane and go, what do you reckon works best for us? And then go out and actually do the real thing. So there's going to be opportunities here for operators to use virtual reality to promote their product.
Why don't we put it out to the listeners, 1300 222 720, or the text line 0437 922 720. Which uniquely West Australian experiences would you like to see transformed into virtual reality? Swimming with the whale sharks, I think, would be an incredible one because actually getting in the open water is probably not for everybody.
Yeah.
I've done it. and I would strongly recommend it. But maybe that would be something that people further afield would be willing to try while they're in the comfort of their own home.
Yeah, let us know this morning, 0437 922 720. Chris, is that the other part of this? It would open up accessibility to people who might not be able to get to that place or see that thing?
Yeah, I think accessibility is a great point. I think also appropriateness. So we're about to open up and find out what people think. So we've talked about the whale sharks, and we'll hear a few other things that are traditionally West Australian, but something that immediately comes to mind as an opportunity here is something that's happened very recently at Optus Stadium. Here's an opportunity for Optus Stadium to hire out virtual reality goggles so that you can have your streaking experience.
Chris, do you get to choose the streaker? That's the question.
Well, I'll tell you what it would do if I was to do that would be to save the crowd the reality of my body.
Yeah.
And save you a big old fine and a ban
exactly.
from the stadium.
Yeah.
okay. That's blurring the line between travel virtual reality and a bit of pornography, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what we like to do with Jamie and Charlotte. Just blur those lines. Chris, just finally, if there was one place you could pick to maybe have this virtual reality experience anywhere in the world, what would be top of the list?
It would be right here in Australia, close to the centre of Australia. It's now culturally inappropriate to climb Uluru.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
But with the permission of traditional owners, how wonderful would it be to have a virtual reality experience where you could still climb it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I like it. Hey, let us know this morning, 0437 922 720. We'll keep it to WA, Shah. Those experiences that you'd like to see maybe transformed into virtual reality. You mentioned swimming with the whale sharks.
What about camel rides up in Broome along the beach? That would be beautiful.
Yeah, or maybe just a streaker at Perth Stadium. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.